Phone Boy Speaks episode 996, the OB World Phone. I've always been interested in mobile phones. That's no surprise with a name like Phone Boy, I suppose. But what I'm interested in right now is there's a product that's coming out that's led by the former CEO of Apple, John Sculley, and it's the OB World Phone. There's a couple of different models, and they're both under $200. And the idea is that these handsets are supposed to be premium quality handsets without the premium quality price. And there's actually been there's been several interests into that market. Different vendors have done their take on it. I think probably the most successful, right? In that $200 price range has been, I think it's the Motorola G. That's or maybe it's the Motorola X. I can't remember. It seems like there's a lot more. There's always a lot more handsets coming out that I can keep track of. And again, the idea is that these handsets have LTE radios in them. They're global. They're unlocked. They are, again, in that $200 price range. And the idea is, yeah, that it's a phone that if it fails, that it's cheap enough to replace it. There is some concern, of course, with any of these smartphones from less established brands that company may not survive, right? What does that mean, right? So I think it's still fun to track these things, because what it means is that the technology is getting cheaper and perhaps even easier to use, right? That it's possible for a normal person to afford it. Let's face it, the number of people that can afford a $700 smartphone is even in the United States is probably it's probably not that high, right? Or as a percentage of the population. So I suspect even in developed places, that these $200 smartphones are going to become popular, right? Now I don't know what that means for Apple proper. If Apple's going to release a phone in that price range, that's never been Apple's thing. They'll probably stick to continuing to make available the older iPhones for a lower price. That strategy seemed to work for them, I suppose, but I think as the quality smartphones have a lower price, right? I think that is going to impact the overall market, and I'm sure it will at some point affect Apple's profitability. Although again, it's Apple's not about necessarily market share. They're about producing the kind of kind of product they want to produce and a quality that they have, right? And people are willing to pay that. But this OB Worldwide phone, I'm certainly interested in it. Who knows? Maybe I'll pick one up when they become available in the near future. Although I'm not a huge Android fan, just because from a security point of view, it's bad. I mean, not to say that Apple hasn't had its own security issues. But they seem to be fewer and farther between, and surprise, if you jailbreak your iPhone, you run the risk of potentially something getting data off of it. That's why jailbroken devices are maybe not the most secure thing. And I mean, I've jailbroken my iPhone in the past. I don't do that anymore, but because it disables a bunch of security mechanisms, and that's not necessarily what you want to do. But anyway, this is this OB World phone, I'm definitely interested in. And phones like it, you'll be able to. There's links in the show notes, of course. You've probably seen it by now, most likely, because I'm recording these episodes a little ahead, of course. But check it out and let me know what you think.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/ps.